And now we are going to listen to God's word, and I'm welcoming my brother Serge for that purpose. Welcome.
Can we appreciate Brother Jeremy for leading us this morning? Thank you, Brother Jeremy, for leading the service. We are so glad. And Jeremy is a good friend to me, and we have known each other for quite a while. And I'm so glad that we continue to serve the Lord with him even up today. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Happy New Year. Yeah, so I want to say again, thank you to the pastoral team for thinking of us and giving us this opportunity to share God's word this morning. And I'm so glad that I'm doing this again this morning. It's the first Sunday of the year, and I'm so glad again to be standing before you. Can we pray before we dive into the word of God? God, we're so grateful for this new year again, for you have allowed us to see this new year. I know many have planned to see this, but they did not make it. And if you have allowed us to see it, we give thanks and we give you glory. And this morning again, as we are about to hear from you, we pray that you alone will speak to us, that you alone will speak to our heart and our soul, and all this is for the glory of your name. We say thank you and we worship you in Jesus' name. Amen. So this new month of January, we are starting a new sermon series entitled So Grateful for God's Goodness. So grateful for God's goodness. During this month of January, we'll be learning how to say thank you. We'll be learning on the faithfulness of God. That's what we'll be focused on this month of January. And the topic that has been given to me is titled, Thank God by Acknowledge His Great Deeds in Life. And if I can rephrase it, I'll just say, be grateful. Gratitude. Gratitude. And we'll be reading from the book from Psalm 116. Psalm 116. We'll be reading the verse 12 and verse 17. Psalm 116, verse 12 says, What shall I render to the Lord for all his benefit toward me? What shall I render to the Lord for all his benefit toward me? And 17 says, I will offer to you the sacrifice of thanksgiving and will call upon the name of the Lord. Church, as Christian, sometime we have gone to a point of taking God's blessing for granted. Sometimes when we look at the blessing that God is giving to us, we take them for granted. We do not know again how to say thank you to God. We see everything like it's a normal thing that God is doing, to a point that everything that we see, even the breath we have, we don't even know how to say thank you for that breath. When we see the sunrise, we don't no longer know how to say thank you for the new morning. We have taken a lot of things for granted to a point of even say thank you become a casual word. A word thank you become just a casual word that we can pronounce anyhow and just say thank you. But I want you to this morning to try and imagine one thing. Imagine if the stars or the sun could just come once in a year. What will we be doing every time the sun will appear? Every time, imagine if we had a full year, 365 days, and have the moon appearing once. What will be our reaction? What will we be doing? I believe that everyone will be waiting for that day, for that night when the sun will be appearing, or that day when the moon will be coming, and just stay the entire night outside, watching, looking, observing how beautiful, how wonderful is the moon. Or imagine you have lived in a darkness for long, for 365 days, and God says, only in one day I'll give you the sun. How will we appreciate that sunlight? And the author of this book, the Psalm 116, comes with a question, and he's asking, what shall I return? What shall I give? What shall I offer to the Lord for all his goodness? For the past years, God has been so faithful. God has been so good to you and to me that he has been giving us different blessings. He has been showering us with blessings, but we haven't been able to recognize the gift, the blessing that God is giving to us. We are taking those blessings for granted, and we don't know how to recognize. A man called Guy Penrod wrote in his song, "Count your many blessings, name them one by one, and it will surprise you. And it will surprise you to see what the Lord is doing." What the Lord has done. Have you ever tried to sit this year and just try to take your pen, a notebook, and sit on your table, probably with a coffee, a cup of coffee aside, or a cup of tea, and just starting naming the blessing that the Lord has been giving to you? Just try to do that exercise when you go back. Sit. Forget whatever did not work and just sit and start naming all the blessings. Try to count all the blessings. And each year, when we begin every year, the thing that we always do is that we always come with objective, the thing that we want to fulfill during the new year. We come with new resolutions. But this year, I want you to do different things. Do it differently. Instead of starting with new resolution, starting with the blessing that God has given to you. That will help you to appreciate even the little thing that the Lord has done. But the question is, how to give thanks? How should we give thanks? As we try to respond to the question of the author who's asking the question, what shall I render? What shall I give? I want us to start with the question, how to give it. And the first thing that I've found, that I know there are different ways to give thanks to the Lord. But for me, I came with four things. And I'll be going through those four things, and then we'll be concluding our message for today. And the first question on which we'll try to respond is how to give thanks. And on how to give thanks, I want you to do, the first one to take is remembering. Remembering. Psalm 77 verse 11 to 12 says, "I will remember the deed of the Lord. Yes, I will remember your miracle of long ago. I will consider all your works and meditate on your mighty deed." Have you ever tried to sit and remember what the Lord has done for you? Sit down, remember what the Lord has done for you. And when you remember them, take your pen and start numbering them, counting all your blessings. See what the Lord has done. The benefit that we have in remembering what the Lord has done is that when remembering moves us to respond to our situation with hope rather than fear. When you remember, what the Lord has done, and when you consider your present situation, you face your situation with hope that there is my victory. My breakthrough is coming. My breakthrough is on his way. Because you see what the Lord has done in the past, and that gives you the assurance that the Lord will do again something through the situation you are going right now. Sit and remember. When we remember the good thing that the Lord has done in our life, that strengthens our faith. And yet the faith reassures us that our breakthrough is coming, that the Lord will do something. Faith gives you that assurance that despite the thing that I'm going through, despite the challenge that are in my life right now, despite the situation that I'm crossing right now, I believe that God will do something differently. Your situation may not be the same. Your troubles you are going through may not be the same. But let me remind you that faith will put you to a point that shows you that our God is faithful and he still be the same who did the things yesterday. He will do it today, and tomorrow is assured. Faith, when you remember, it strengthens your faith. Remembering brings an end to the flood of frustration. When you remember what the Lord has done, when you see your past, and when you look at your frustration, you are assured and you say, no, if God did this, I don't need again to be frustrated, because I believe that God will still do something. Remember. Sit down, remember, count your blessings one by one, and you'll be surprised to see what the Lord is doing. The second thing on how to give thanks, give a thanks in prayers. Philippians 4:6 says, do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your request to God. The prayer of thanksgiving. You know, there is a difference between just a simple prayer of request where you are asking God to do something for you. You have been going through a tough situation and you are requesting for God's favor, asking God, do something. I need you. But a prayer of thanksgiving help us to convert our request to an answer even when we haven't received the answer we are waiting for. And I want us to go this year with a prayer of thanksgiving than a prayer of request. Because that prayer will help you to translate your frustration, to translate your fears into an answered prayer, even if you haven't yet received what you are asking for. 1 Chronicles 16, verse 34 says, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his steadfast love endures forever. The fuel of our thanks should not be the gift that we receive. The fuel of our thanks should be the love that we receive from the person who is giving to us. Don't see the gift, but see the heart that has been given. Because the time we see the gift, we forget the person. Yet the person is the source of the gift we are receiving. And people give out of love. And that should be the fuel. In John 3:16, the Bible says, for God so loved the world that he gave God started by loving before giving. And when we give, when God was giving, he was not giving out of abundance. He was giving out of love. God did not give his son because he had a lot of sons. No, no. God did not give Jesus because he had a lot of Jesus in heaven. He had the only son, and he gave him out of the love, not out of abundance. And when we receive the thanks, we should first receive the love that has been shown to us before even we receive the gift that has been given to us. And that will help us to give a thanks to God. How do we give thanks? How do we give thanks? We give thanks by serving others. One of the profound ways to express your gratitude to God is by serving others in his name. 1 Peter 4 verse 10 says, each of you should use whatever gift you have received to serve others as faithful steward of God's grace in its various forms. Each one of you should give. Each one of you should give. God has given you a special talent. God has given you a special gift. Serve others. When you serve others, you are giving thanks to the Lord for what he has done for you. The challenge in our situation, in our world, is whatever God has given to us, we are using them to grab, to show ourselves that we are, instead of serving others. God did not give you the gift for you to sit on it. God gave you the gift to serve others as a recognition of a thanksgiving to what he has done for you. And this is an invitation to all of us. It's an invitation to be part of a ministry this year. God has given you a talent. God has gifted you with something. Put it at work. Serve others. Bring your ministry at church. And if there is none here at church, create your own ministry. You are allowed to create as long as you are serving others. Don't look at what exists and you say, I can't see where I fit. If you don't see a place where you are fitting, then you are called to create a new ministry that will serve others. You can serve God with your time. You can serve God with your treasure. You can serve God with your talent. Is there anything going on here at church? Set a time apart. Come and be part of it. Serve the Lord. That is a way of saying thank you. Set a time aside and just come. Be part of what is going on here. God has gifted you with a talent. Don't sit at it. You know, I've been serving in a church for quite a while. I may not grab like any other. But for the few years that I've been serving in church, I've realized that there are people who can do better than what we do, yet they are sitting there. And at the moment you'll hear people saying, that lady doesn't know how to sing. I can sing better. But you are saying that on a place of sitting instead of a place of serving. You can preach better than the preacher you are looking at right now. But what you say, you gave an excuse saying, I don't have much time to prepare for those sermons. I better listen and go back home. Come, the Lord is calling you this new year. You may not have time, you may not be gifted probably, but God has given you the treasure, the finances. Let me tell you, the church needs your money. And that's a way also of thanksgiving. The church requires the cash you have. You can say thanks by giving, by offering to God with what God has put in your heart. How do we serve God? Remembering. After remembering, give a prayer of thanks. Don't stop by giving a prayer of thanks. Serve others. And then express the gratitude to others. Philippians 1 verse 3 says, I thank God upon everything in remembrance of you. I thank God every time I remember you. God has given us a way that we have to impact in people's life. And when we give thanks, we have to express the gratitude for everything that people are doing in our lives. The result that you produce at your work, the result that you produce in your family, the result that you can produce wherever God has put you, they are not a reflection of your own ability, but they are a reflection of people's investment in your life. People have invested a lot in your life. People have bring a lot in your life. And the way you can also say thanks is by just expressing the gratitude of what the Lord has done in your life. We should tell people how good they have been to us. We should tell people how good they have impacted us. We should tell people how good they are. Don't wait their death to start saying, oh, they have been so good. Speak it loud while they are alive. And thank them. How do we say thanks? We remember the thing that the Lord has done. We give a prayer of thanksgiving. We serve others and we express what they have done in our lives. But what shall we return? What shall we give to the Lord for all his goodness? The best way to return to the Lord all his goodness is in worship. Worship is our best way. And all of these how that we've been speaking about, they comes into a worship, a way of returning the favor that God has given to us. And when we give, we worship, we have to know that worship is a thankful response and not a repayment for what God has done in our life. Worship is a response to what God has done into our life. And I would like us this morning to think of what the Lord has done and worship him according and respond to his great deed into our lives. How will you worship God? Some will worship by dancing, by singing, by giving, by appreciating others. Respond to God in worship. Do not look at yourself and think that things will change. Do not look at yourself and think that look at yourself in a way that will impact people and say, God, I'm so grateful for everything you have done into my life. Look at the privilege you have and thank God that you have those privileges. Because God is waiting for you in worship. May the Lord bless you.
Amen, amen. Can we give God another round of applause for that powerful message? Thank you very much, Serge, for that heartfelt message. You can serve God with your time. You can serve God with your talent. You can serve God with your treasure. And now we are about to serve God with our treasure. Amen.